Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Grant Leboeuf is here. Grant Leboeuf is a marketing expert, on, especially in the area of digital marketing. His firm is called Sticky Marketing Club LTD. That'll give you a little bit of an idea of where he's from. He's in the UK, North London, right? Actually, at this moment, he's joined us from across the pond, and he's the author of a new book called Digital Selling, How to Use Social Media and the Web to Generate Leads and Sell More, which is something we all need to do more. Grant Leboeuf, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. And so one of the things that's been very difficult for I think every company, but especially small businesses, is blending the high tech that we have now, and what customers expect from us, and what we have to do to stay relevant in a lot of ways, with the high touch methods of selling that we've used for thousands of years, and we need you to help us with that.
Yeah, it's not easy. I think it's a good point you're making, Jim, because I think that ultimately, digital means that we have to think a little differently sometimes. And I always say to people, you know, it's not the technology itself that's a problem. You know, Facebook are close to getting 2 billion users worldwide. Mm-hmm. So how difficult can it be, right, if 2 billion people can use it? But the challenge, I think, is the mindset. It's the mindset that we need in order to make these digital tools and platforms work for us. And what I spend a lot of my time doing with customers and when I speak around the globe is trying to help people get into the right mindset to be able to use these tools really effectively.
All right, when you say mindset, how's that work?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because we're living in a world now, you know, in the old days of selling, you'd be very proactive. You'd go and knock on doors, you'd pick up
right.
the telephone, and you'd make calls.
Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?
Yeah, exactly right. You're doing well. So that was the way that we basically bashed down the doors, metaphorically speaking. Mm-hmm. It could be the phone or whatever else. Today, the customers have the channels. The customers are going online. They're looking on Google. They're looking on social media. They're looking in forums. And therefore, what we've got to do is become attractive. And the way that we become attractive is we have to give before we're going to receive. We have to create value around our offering, so we become more credible in the eyes of the customer, so they're interested in the things we've got to say, and then we can start to have that sales conversation. And for some people, that's quite a different way of viewing things.
Well, it is, because it's sort of like social media. When you're selling on social media, you don't put your call to action out there. You put your contribution out first, and your call to action follows. And that's kind of what you're talking about now. And one of the ways that I say this, Grant, I want to see what you think about it, is I've said, and in fact this is the basis of my book, is that competition, being competitive, is still an important part of your business, but it's no longer first. Before they even find out whether you're competitive, they find out whether you're relevant to them or not, or as you said, attractive to them. That comes first now, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So I 100% agree with that. And the reason is very, very simple. And it's interesting you use the term social media, which is the right term, because basically what's happened is for the first time in history, we all own media channels. You know, years ago, we all got our information from the radio, the television, and publications, all put out by media companies. But today, everybody owns a media channel. Businesses have their own media channels, you know, through their websites, through their blogs, through a YouTube channel, whatever else they're using. And, of course, individuals have their own channels as well. And what happens in a world where everybody owns the channel is that information becomes abundant. And there's so much of it, we don't know what to do with it. I'm not saying it's all good, but there's a lot out there. And everything in life has a cause and effect. So in a world where information's abundant, it's attention that is scarce. And it's attention that we need first. Mm-hmm. Before we're going to sell anything to our customers, exactly what you're saying. Before, you know, you can be competitive, you need to be attractive. You need to have people's attention. And, you know, it's really interesting. We've just seen Snapchat, or Snap as they're known, Snap Inc. just float, you know, and they're not making a profit. So
they just launched their IPO.
Yeah. So how come they're, you know, they're floating for $24 billion? But the reason why is because they have attention of a key segment of the population.
Right.
And that counts today.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things that I like the fact that you just said what you did about the attention thing, because what's happening is we're getting content coming at us in a fire hose to the point where we don't have the time or the attention for context. We have lots of content, but not much context. Now, you and I both know that we can't make our final decision about buying until we get the context. But what you're saying is we've got to find a way to break through the content barrage just to even have the right to give them context, to wind up being the last two or three that they look at.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I agree with you. And the point of what you're saying then is this: when you try and get someone's attention, and you talk about content, which is another thing that I think people don't properly understand. So, you know, we have this phrase now. We live in this world where people use the phrase content marketing, and we all know what it means. But I get very uncomfortable with the phrase. And the reason why is this: it makes content sound like it's a virtue in its own right. Oh, you've got to have content. You've got to have blogs. You've got to have video. You've got to have podcasts. You've got to have all these things. I don't disagree with that in principle. It's true. But what people have to understand is that content is an outcome. In other words, every business today and salesperson owns a media channel, whether it's their LinkedIn profile, whether it's their blog, whether it's their website, whether it's their YouTube channel, their Facebook profile. And the currency of media, as we know, is content. In other words, a radio station is only as good as the programs it puts out. A TV station is only as good as the programs it puts out and makes. And that's exactly the same whether it's your website or your LinkedIn profile. It's only as good as the content you put on there. So content is important, like you said, and I agree. But I think people have to understand that content's an outcome of owning a media channel. It's not a virtue in its own right. We just put stuff out there.
Hold on to that thought, Grant. The book is called Digital Marketing by Grant Leboff, Leboff. You got a website quickly, Grant?
Stickymarketing.com.
All right, thank you for that. And we'll come back, folks. He's got three tips on how you can become more sticky in a very short period of time, like in just a few seconds.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.